Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Hello, Jonathan.
It's rosé time. It's summer. And why shouldn't we check out two rosés, one from the wrong part of France and the other from Hungary?
We talk so much about rosé and what we're drinking, and we're drinking from all over the world. But these, especially the Hungarian ones, seem just totally out of our wheelhouses. But why not? It's fun.
Well, when you think of rosés, you think of places like Tavel in the south of France especially. But to have a rosé from Bordeaux is interesting. And to have a rosé from Bordeaux that is 100% Cabernet Franc is even more interesting.
And as we were saying off mic, it's not that all regions in France aren't making rosé. They are. It's just that we don't see that many coming into the States.
Correct. This is the 2014 Chateau Goudichaud Rosé. This is made in a place called Grave de Verre. That is its appellation. I thought this was a perfect 10 a.m. wine. It was crisp, clean. The chateau used to be the Archbishop's summer residence in the 18th century, and I'll bet he enjoyed drinking this. It had nice acid. It had some nice fruit, a pretty color. It was $16 retail, and I was very, very pleased with this.
And I'm sorry I missed trying that, but I'm glad we got to share the Hungarian wine.
Yes, Sauska, if it's in Hungarian, S-A-U-S-K-A, which in Hungarian would come out to Sauska. There was a Ravens kicker named Hauska, but I'm sure they're not connected. This is from the Villani area. This is a 2014 rosé. The cépage is really interesting.
It is really interesting. It's down to specifics here. 33% Kek Francos, 22% Cabernet Franc, 21% Cabernet Sauvignon, 16% Merlot, 5% Pinot Noir, and 3% Syrah. So, kitchen sink time.
What did you think?
I actually thought it was delightful. This is 12.5%, so it's not too over the top. Really bright strawberry fruits, a little bit of bubblegum, but not in an offensive way. A very light pink, not quite Eye of the Partridge, but still some pink in it, and as I sniff into the glass.
Nice nose.
Just delightful.
Really pleasant. Yeah, I thought this was very enjoyable. And what did Sauska shut you back?
Sauska shut me back $12.
$12. Very nice. From the Villani area in Hungary. Hungary, you know, used to, in the Soviet era, produce just tonnage of really mediocre wine for the Soviet Empire. And now they are producing some very, very nice products.
This is the first Hungarian rosé I have ever had.
Nice. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.